Staying in shape requires willpower. Finishing a college degree involves determination. And achieving your professional goals takes a lot of hard work. In other words, success takes commitment. Hi, I'm Rob West. The same goes for your financial life. Today, we'll talk about what happens when you make a commitment to follow biblical financial principles. Then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, you've heard the saying that things worth doing are worth doing well. Well, think about all the things worth doing in your finances, like saving for the future, making a spending plan, paying off debt, giving generously, dealing honestly, and living with integrity. If you want positive results in any of these areas, you have to expend some effort. Sometimes a lot of effort. Commitment to biblical financial standards requires determination, planning, patience, and even sacrifice. So why put in all that hard work? Well, while commitment has its costs, it comes with benefits as well. Living with faith and integrity in your finances and your life results in peace, contentment, and even joy. When you serve God with your finances, you'll participate in His work of mercy and blessing for people around you. Experiencing the Lord's provision in your own life will build your faith and give you a testimony to encourage others. The Bible is full of examples of commitment. Hebrews chapter 11 is known as the Hall of Faith because it tells the story of godly men and women through the Old Testament who put their commitment to God ahead of everything else. These believers had faith in God's promise to redeem mankind even before the time of Jesus. Of course, the ultimate example of commitment is Jesus. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's Hebrews 12:2. A God who is so committed to us that He would die to save us is surely worth our commitment. So faith is an essential part of your commitment to follow God with your financial decisions and choices. Hebrews 1 defines faith as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. God's Word gives clear directions about financial attitudes and actions. You can follow those principles and trust God to take care of you in good times and bad. Here's Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. So, commitment to biblical financial principles takes faith. Another key to successful biblical money management is to understand who's in charge. Is it you or the Lord? In Matthew 6:24, Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Jesus doesn't mince words. It's impossible to be committed to both money and God. One or the other will have to play second fiddle, and you'll feel the tension. Here are a few questions to consider. Do financial worries occupy your thoughts all the time? Does the desire for more things or more money motivate you? Are you constantly checking your investments or your social media feed? Is your career or hobby the most important thing in your life right now? If you answered yes to any of those questions, maybe you're trying to serve two masters. When you devote yourself to money or your job or anything else besides God, you're serving an idol, and that idol cannot provide peace or power for living. Commitment to biblical principles requires faith and devotion to God alone. And that takes work, but it's all worth it, according to Hebrews 10. Listen to this. "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. You know, one of the benefits of a commitment to follow God is the encouragement that comes from being a part of the body of Christ. When you're a Christian, you're not alone in your faith journey. So if you've ever felt like giving up on that budget or putting off your promise to give more, don't worry. We all have struggles. In fact, if everything was easy, we'd never get stronger. As part of the body of Christ with you, the community here at FaithFi is ready to walk beside you in your financial journey with compassion, kindness, and humility. Most of all, we want you to discover how great it is to commit to following Jesus with everything, including your finances. Your calls are next. 800-525-7000. Stick around.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Thousands of innocent people are dead. Thousands more being displaced. The war between Israel and Hamas has shocked the watching world. King David was no stranger to war. When it seemed as though the walls around him were crumbling down, he went to the Lord. Though enemies were seeking to take his life, David trusted in the God of Israel. He wrote in Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" May this be the prayer of all those affected in the war. As we pray for a swift conclusion to the war, let's ask that the Lord use this hard time to bring more into His fold. Get daily encouragement from God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Try it out at getanchored.com.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Heaven changes everything. That was our theme for our fall share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman. I'm the president of AFA and American Family Radio. Just wanted to say thank you for giving during share-a-thon. Our loyal listeners always come through, and we can't make it without you. Your prayers and your financial support just so vitally important to what we do here. So just wanted to say thank you. Have a great day. Keep listening to AFR.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Hope for Zambia, empowered by Family Legacy, is a ministry providing hope to vulnerable and orphan children in Zambia by investing into their spiritual, intellectual, physical, and emotional growth and well-being. Whether distributing 5 million meals each year to students or empowering them to graduate from high school and go on to pursue post-secondary education, we believe that when you educate a child, you change their world. Go to hopeforzambia.com/faith to transform a life.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We've got some lines open. We're ready for your calls and questions today on anything financial. Here's our goal in this program. We want to help you be a wise and faithful steward of what God has entrusted to you. We realize you have practical financial decisions you're making every day as you live, give, owe, and grow. We want to help you make those decisions in light of biblical wisdom, the big ideas and themes, beginning with God owning it all and the fact that we're stewards and that money is a tool. It's a blessing from the Lord to enjoy and to provide and, yes, to give away. So how do you balance competing priorities in the midst of all of the decisions and choices you're making every day? Well, that's why we're here to help you do that. We'd love to hear from you with any financial question. Again, lines are open. Our team is standing by for you. 800-525-7000. The number to call again, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's dive in today. We're going to begin in New Mexico. Walter, go ahead, sir.
Good, Good morning. Good morning, Rob. I first want to thank you for your ministry. I really recognize you as an accountability partner. I mean, really, with my finances, God has just been so good to me and my companies over the years, and truly blessed. All right. So I listen to you religiously, and I try to listen to those topics that are really relevant, which all it really is. It's God's money, and He allows me to earn it. And as you said, the more I make, the more I can give away.
Wow.
Anyhow,
that's powerful. Thank you.
In the midst of opening up businesses some 20 years ago, my mom guided me into some real estate transactions, of which I secured through term life insurances because she was the original co-signer, and I didn't want her to be on the hook should I pass away or should something happen.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then later when I finally got married 17 years ago, I wanted my wife not to have any risk over other investments I did.
Yeah.
All right. All of which really are positive cash flow investments other than just the home we live in that we graciously were allowed to build our dream home. Almost 7 years ago. It goes by so fast. Anyway, I secured different properties with term life insurance, all of which will expire 20 years later or so, and each of which have a face value of about $250,000. Okay, so there's just a few years left on them, and I'd like to know if these companies that asked to buy them are first reputable and legitimate. All right. And then, you know, is that a wise move to go ahead and take that? And again, I don't know exactly what they're offering.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you know that. But,
yeah. Well, a couple of thoughts on that, Walter. I mean, first of all, are they legitimate? Some certainly are. Others may not be. In most cases, they're legitimate, but they're probably, if they're coming to you via solicitation, they're probably pretty expensive. You know, when we look at these kinds of life settlements where they're buying your face value on a term, especially on a term policy, but just really on any policy, including whole life, you know, they can just charge you really outrageous fees that would just eat up a good bit, as much as 30% or more of what you would ultimately get out of it. So I wouldn't go with one of those. If you're truly a candidate, we'll talk about that in a moment, I would use your advisor to connect you with a reputable life insurance agent, somebody who can connect you with a reputable company that could help you process this. You know, typically with a term policy, I mean, there would be a few ingredients you'd need. You'd want to be 65 or older, often 70 or older. You would need to be, you know, have, this is all going to come down to your health status. So usually they're looking for somebody who's terminally ill. Thirdly, you know, they would likely, although this isn't a requirement, they would look to make sure these term policies could be convertible to a whole life policy. That's typically done through a rider. And when you put all of those together and the ability for them to convert it to a whole life, the fact that, you know, they understand your life expectancy, and obviously the shorter the better with regard to, you know, this particular transaction, then it could make sense. And this can be a real blessing for somebody who's terminally ill, facing a lot of bills, sitting on a policy that is needing to raise cash. But for the average person who's generally healthy with a term policy that may or may not have a rider on it, allowing it to be convertible, you typically just let these expire. They provided the you know, offsetting the risk that you were looking for during this period. You didn't collect. That's a good thing. That means you're still here and the Lord has more for you. And you just kind of let them go and know that, okay, these assets are all cash flowing. Nobody's going to be in a hardship situation if I die. This policy or policies served their purposes. And, you know, now I don't need them any longer. But, you know, unless you really meet those criteria for having a viable option here to sell, then you'd probably, you know, not even want to consider it.
Okay. Well, again, fortunately, you know, all my properties are paid off. Matter of fact, we carry absolutely zero debt.
It's incredible.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, God has been good. God has been good to me and my companies and my people, you know, across the board. Nevertheless, you know, I see this commercial Coventry Direct on TV all the time, and even on, you know, the satellite radio. You know, they're wanting to buy your policies, and, you know, though I don't necessarily need the cash, they are term, and I get them sending me mailers suggesting, well, you can convert it now, and I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't need to, but if there's some value still left in them and they're willing to pay me to have them taken.
I don't know, that's a stewardship issue. Are you generally in good health, Walter?
Well, I am. I am. You know, I've got some back pain. I tore my rotator cuff, but you know, short of physical therapy that I do on a regular basis, my wife reminds me that's a lifetime deal, and it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, God has blessed me with the most incredible woman, you know, 17 years ago. And she, her and I do our devotions every morning to get the day going. And from there, God blesses the day.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, I appreciate you. Every time, every few sentences, you've been acknowledging the Lord for his faithfulness in your life, and I appreciate that, and just your countenance and your spirit here. I don't think you're a candidate for this. I think, you know, they're just looking to get as many inbound inquiries as possible because they realize some percentage of these will end up, you know, doing one of these deals, and they'll make a bunch of money. But I think in your situation with a term policy, may or may not be convertible, you're in good health. There's really not a whole lot here. These policies are going to get very expensive, and that, you know, the numbers wouldn't really work in their favor for them to buy them out for you. So I'd probably just pass on this, drop these policies at the end of their term. And the good thing is you don't need them anymore. Hey, let me ask you a question. You mentioned that, well, unfortunately, I'm out of time. Here's what I'd love to do. If you have time to hold, I'd love to pick this up on the other side. If you can't, I'll understand. I want to know how you guarded against raising your standard of living, but instead raised your standard of giving as God blessed. Walter, if you can hang on the line, I'd love to tackle that right on the other side of this break. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. A quick break and back with more right after this. Stay with us.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jessica Peck, host of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, the home of happy parents and healthy teens on AFR.net. I serve as your expert guide to engage, equip, encourage, and empower you to navigate life's toughest issues with your teens. We explore health impacts and home strategies to create a safe space in an unsafe world. The Dr. Nurse Mama Show on AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association.
One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got lines open. We're ready to take your calls today on anything financial. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before the break, we were talking to Walter, and Walter was giving just an incredible testimony around God's faithfulness in his life, in his marriage, and in his work, just in blessing the businesses that he's been able to run. And Walter, you made a couple of times just a reference to the fact that, you know, God has been so good. You're now debt-free operating these businesses, perhaps generating more than you ever imagined, and yet you've guarded against raising your standard of living, but instead trying to, as best you can, raise your standard of giving. And I'd love to know just kind of how you've worked that out with the Lord, and what has that process looked like as you've been blessed in running these companies?
Well, once again, I got to admit that, you know, I've had issues in the past. We'll call it a checkered life, but yet God brought me to my knees and allowed me to find some good people to not only work for, one of which took me to Utah, and they did a study before work every day. The company was Mission, blah, blah, blah. Larry Burkett, Business by the Book.
Yeah.
All right. We would study that every morning, all right, before we even went to work, and wow. Again, prayed the day, all right. So I had some really good mentors. So you know what? I have to admit that, you know, I could do better. I could do better in my giving.
Sure.
You know, the Class B properties along the boulevard that I've been blessed to now own, yeah, debt free. You know, so the challenge is that I could do more. I could give more. And, you know, at some point, you know, I continued to be convicted by that. So, you know, I admitted that you are an accountability partner, all right, through your mission. I recognize the importance of mentorship, yeah, all right? My church is a wonderful mentor as well. Nevertheless, I will continue to strive to do better, to give more. And we recently purchased a cabin in an incredible place that, you know, we want to start allowing people to go get away and use that in, whenever it's not occupied,
yeah,
you know, a place to get away and understand that, you know what, the fingerprint of God completely surrounds you. If ever there's a place that does that, it's out in the woods, you know, yeah, amidst the incredible scenery that, yeah, God has granted us and blessed us with.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that, Walter. You know, this idea of blessed to be a blessing comes to mind. Listen, we're all on a journey. None of us have gotten it completely right. And yet the idea that we're striving to be faithful, which is really at the core of faithfulness, is obedience to God and what he's asked us to do. We're going to make mistakes along the way. And yet we're constantly trying to cultivate that eternal perspective, realizing that everything we have, even the power to create wealth, comes from God himself. He's the creator and provider and sustainer of everything. And in submitting to his authority and provision, we recognize that part of faithfulness means, yes, providing and enjoying, but also giving generously. And I love that you've purposed yourself to do that. Walter, you haven't gotten it perfect. I certainly haven't, and everybody else resonates with that idea. But you've challenged, I think, our listening audience today to really consider, what are we doing with what we've been given? And I think, you know, after we give our lives to Jesus as Lord and Savior, it's about stewardship of time and talent and relationships and God's Word and, yes, our resources. So, hey, I appreciate your call today. I appreciate your encouragement around the program and what it's meant to you. But more importantly than that, just your testimony of faithfulness and willingness to submit to God's purposes in your life. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for being on the program today. And we appreciate your call very, very much. Wow, what an awesome call, and grateful to have the chance to talk to Walter today. Listen, if you've got a financial question, we'd love to hear from you. We're just getting cranked up today, and we'd love to tackle whatever you're thinking about, whether it's your lifestyle, your spending plan in these challenging times with more expenses than ever, kind of squeezing you from all sides in the midst of this inflation. Maybe it's paying down debt. We now have over $1 trillion owed on credit cards with the average interest rate at 20%. Kind of mind-boggling to think about. Wondering how to get out from under that. Maybe it's your savings, either short-term, high-yield savings. How do you maximize that? Or your investments in the stock market. How do you approach that in the midst of a looming recession? Or your giving, like we just talked about with Walter, wanting to give wisely and effectively. We'd love to tackle any and all of it. The number to call is 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Walter is our screener today, and we'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. Now, before we head to our next break, let me mention, speaking of getting squeezed on all sides in the spending plan, there is actually just a bit of good news out today, and it comes on the gasoline front. AAA is reporting the average price of gas has dropped 12 cents a gallon in the last week to $3.64. That's even with the ongoing war in Israel and Gaza that is, of course, leading to geopolitical concerns in the Middle East. The average price at the pump is now 19 cents lower than a month ago, 28 cents less than a year ago. Analysts are telling us that as long as the war doesn't spread to include more countries in the region, the effect on the oil market will be minimal. You might be surprised that the effect on the stock market has been minimal. In fact, we're green across the board today. The Dow Jones up nearly 1%, the S&P up more than 1%, and the NASDAQ beating them all up about 1.3%. So some strength in the markets after some pressure the last couple of months, that all signaling that this war going on, as long as it stays pretty limited in its scope, is not going to have a whole lot of impact on our economy, because there's not a lot of economic productivity in this part of the world. It's something we certainly need to be praying about. There's no question about that. Hey, back with your questions just after this. Stay with us.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
The world around us is constantly challenging the way we think. That's why we need a constant source of information that's based on the unchanging Word of God. I'm Jeff Shambley, and I invite you to join me for The Stand Radio, a weekly program that highlights the latest trends in culture, faith, and family. You'll hear insightful interviews with a biblical worldview application. The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
More than ever, pastors need to feel people's love and support. There's no better time to do this than Pastor Appreciation Month in October. And there's no better way to do it than using the easy as 1-2-3 Bless Your Pastor materials, available for free at blessyourpastor.org. If your church uses the free 1-2-3 materials, church pastors will be offered a $300 scholarship application to attend a marriage retreat. Learn more at blessyourpastor.org. That's blessyourpastor.org.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got a couple of lines open. We'd love to hear from you today with your questions on anything financial. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. By the way, as we've begun the fourth quarter, this is an important time for us here at Faith and Finance in terms of your listener support. As a listener-supported ministry, finishing the calendar year strong is always critical as we plan for our ability to continue ministry into the new year. We'd love to hear from you. If you find value in this program, you want to support our work, we'd certainly be grateful of a gift of any amount. You can do that when you head to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click the Give button. And for a gift of any amount, we'd love to send you a copy of the brand new book, Leverage, Using Temporal Wealth for Eternal Gain. It's a project that was done by Russ Crossan of Ronald Blue Trust and Ken Boa, a theologian, coming together looking at both the theological and spiritual side of giving, as well as the practical side, both how you give out of assets as well as cash and do that effectively. Make sure you request a copy of Leverage as our gift to you when you make a gift of any amount. Again, it's faithfi.com. Just click Give, and thanks in advance. All right, back to the phones we go, 800-525-7000. We've got three lines open. Let's head to Alabama. Hi, Scott. Thanks for calling, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for taking my call. I told your screener there that I'm just about 62, thinking about retiring in the next year, mostly due to we have a special needs child, so we're kind of thinking we need to devote a lot more time to that focus.
Yeah.
I have an IRA with about $500,000 in it, and I'd like to put about $250,000. Into a multi-year guaranteed annuity. Hmm. I guess I'm thinking about that because it's paying 5.9%. It would be a pretty steady income out of that. And in the state of Alabama, they insure it to 250. At least that's my understanding. And I guess I wanted to get an opinion of that, if at all possible, and possibly with the other 250 in the IRA, maybe some income producing assets for that as well.
Yeah, very good. You know, annuities aren't my first choice, and yet they do have a place. And I think especially for somebody who's looking for a portion of their investable assets to eliminate the risk element and provide an income stream, especially when that shores up the income needed as you head into retirement, can be a good thing. The downside of them, of course, are the fees, the lack of liquidity, so you can't get to the money if you need it without surrender charges, at least in the early part of the contract. And then, the possibility that inflation could erode the buying power of that annuity payment over time once you annuitize, and you're just going to have limited upside potential. On the flip side, you're transferring the risk away from yourself and to the insurance company. There's a fairly attractive rate of return here that they're guaranteeing. And if that gives you some peace of mind and, again, solves for perhaps a gap in the income you need in this season of life, I'm okay with it. I would do your homework on what is the very best annuity, is going to serve your needs with the least amount of expenses and fees and so forth. And so that's where I'd probably use an advisor to help you navigate that rather than, somebody who's going to generate the commission off of it. But, I think at the end of the day, you're not tying up all of your assets. And it sounds like, you're okay with the rate of return here, which I would agree is pretty attractive, especially because we're probably heading into a period where at least, most of the analysts and economists that I'm talking to are thinking that the next decade, we're probably going to have more tempered or modest returns versus the last couple of decades we had, pre-pandemic, that were, pretty healthy in terms of the average annual return. We're probably heading into a lower growth environment. It's a lot of uncertainty around where the tax code is headed. A lot of that's going to have to do with the next election. We've obviously, got a looming recession. We've got some headwinds, in this nation as well, just in terms of our debt levels and the amount of interest that it's taking out of our federal budget to service that debt. And, just some things that I think are going to be challenges, hopefully, that we will address. We certainly can address. I'm not saying we're in a desperate situation, but we've got to get a handle on these things. And a lot of that, could affect, because it's inflationary, we could affect, overall performance of the stock market. With that said, I think, having a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio for either all or the half that remains from this $500,000 that you've amassed is the right approach. Because I think still, when you hit 65, still probably a portfolio around 40 to 50% in stocks and, 50 to 60% in bonds, especially as interest rates come down, is going to be the very best way for you to protect what you've got, reduce the volatility, and generate some returns to offset the erosion of the purchasing power through inflation. So I think what that means is, kind of getting back to your original question, for the annuity, I'm okay with it as long as you understand the downsides and the loss of the liquidity. I'd use an advisor to actually select that annuity, and then I'd probably hire an advisor, a wealth manager, to actually build the portfolio and oversee it with your goals and objectives in mind. If you don't have an advisor, we recommend a CKA, a Certified Kingdom Advisor, and there's some great ones there in Alabama, and you can search for, find, and interview a CKA at our website, faithfi.com. But give me your thoughts on all that.
Yes, and that's interesting you'd say that, because I did jump on fi.com last week for the first time.
Okay.
Having stumbled upon it and said, hey, there's some advisors. Because I do not have an advisor. I've been doing most of my own management for the last several years.
Yeah.
But now that it's becoming a lot more real and tangible, that stepping out of the workforce is intimidating,
sure,
to say the least. And but with the family drive we have and the need for that, I need to consider it very well. So I'll definitely be looking at checking into a CKA advisor.
Yeah.
And yes, and the annuity, I was looking at the 5-year. I didn't want to commit the money more than 5 years because,
sure,
I don't know what, none of us knows what's over the hill. And I'd like to have that accessibility back to that money by that time frame to reconsider what we're heading into.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it sounds to me like that sounds great.
Okay. Yeah. And I like the way you're approaching this, where you're thinking about putting half in that direction and the other half, beginning to invest. And obviously you don't need to take risk beyond what you're comfortable with. But I think especially as you're transitioning out of the workforce, you've got a significant nest egg here. As soon as it gets into the IRA out of maybe a 401k, if that's where it is today, you're opening up the investment universe to almost unlimited investment choices. And I think that's where an advisor could serve you well, especially given the fact that you're wanting to spend more time, you know, caring for your special needs child. And, you know, having this not weighing on you, knowing somebody's waking up thinking about managing this, I think makes a lot of sense. So, Scott, grateful for your call, my friend, and hopefully that's helpful to you. Again, our website where you can find some CKAs. I'd interview two or three. Again, it's faithfi.com. And God bless you. If we can help further along the way, don't hesitate to reach out. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Listen, we're headed toward our next break. Joy is in Virginia, and she's got a question about her credit card. She's received notice that because she hasn't used the credit card, they're shutting it down. She's wondering if she should let them do that or not. I'd love to weigh in on that. Plus, your financial questions, whatever you're thinking about today financially, we'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open. The number, 800-525-7000. By the way, if you haven't checked out the FaithFi app recently where you can access broadcast archives, jump into our community, ask a question, answer someone else's question, or use our money management tool based on the tried and true envelope system, check out faithfi.com. Just click app. We'll be right back.
Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Christian parents are on the hook today because they have to identify the threats to the value system that's being taught to their children in public schools. And their job is to protect their kids from these influences.
Tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, weekdays at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. on American Family Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our program. God's blessings to you all.
When we're doing God's work God's way, we can expect opposition from His enemies. We may even encounter corruption among His people. See how Nehemiah dealt with threats and temptations as he persevered in rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem with prayerful dependence and action. Listen this week to Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Weekday mornings at 11:30 Central on AFR and online at AFR.net.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We've got some phone lines open, 800-525-7000. In just a few moments, we'll be talking to Bob Dahl. Bob is Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, a Wall Street veteran. You probably see him on CNBC and Fox Business occasionally. He joins us each Monday with his market commentary. Looking forward to getting Bob's comments on the week ahead in the markets, given all of the cross currents going on right now. But before we go to Bob, quickly to Virginia. Joy's been waiting patiently. Joy, how can I help you?
Yes, sir, Rob. Thank you so much for your godly wisdom. I greatly enjoy getting that and taking it to heart.
Well, thank you, Joy. That's
about,
I appreciate it.
I have a two-part question about credit cards. I got a letter. Well, let me back up. I used to have so many credit cards. It was like a deck of cards, and I thought through my listening to you and Dave Ramsey, I've been cutting them up and getting out of them. But anyway, my Discover card wrote me and said that I haven't used it in 18 months, and if I don't use it, they're shutting it down. And I wondered, should I let them do that, or should I go ahead and close it? And that's kind of part of my second part of the question is, how many credit cards do you need? or is wise to have?
Sure. Well, those are great questions. I would say to the first part of that, you could go ahead and shut it down. It really doesn't matter whether they do it or you do it. And I like the idea that if you're no longer using it, that you do go ahead and close it. It could result in a temporary, pretty insignificant dip in your credit score. But unless you're out looking for a new loan, it doesn't really matter. I mean, that thing's going to move around anyway. And this would be one less card that could be compromised, one less account that you have to keep up with and monitor, especially if you're not planning on using it. In terms of the appropriate number of cards to keep, you know, typically I would say one credit card and a debit card is really all you need. Some folks who are in business and maybe have a dedicated card they use for business expenses, either in their name personally or in the business's name, that would be a second card that you would typically have. But I don't think you really need more than one or two if you need a business card plus your debit card. That gives you the ability to have, you know, the flexibility to rent a car, buy things online. There's a convenience to it. You've obviously, you're using it wisely, not using it for anything that's not budgeted. Sounds like you're paying it off every month. So I think that's where credit cards can be helpful. But the more accounts we have, the more that, you know, we're susceptible to somebody compromising that account and using it fraudulently. And if you were to miss that, you know, that could be a headache as it goes on over a number of months. But is that helpful to you?
Yes, it is. And I just thought of something else. Does it matter which card I end up keeping? Like, should I keep my card from my main bank that I use, or is that insignificant?
It really is up to you. I mean, I think the thing that I would look for, the interest rate doesn't matter if you're paying it off every month. So it's really about the fees, number one. I would hope that you'd have one that doesn't have any annual fees. There's not need to pay for those annual fees. And then number two, you may want to look at if you are using it as your primary means of payment, you're charging most of your monthly expenses and then paying it off. You may want to look at the rewards just to say whether it's cash back or, you know, other types of rewards. You might as well maximize that. So I would probably look at which card you ultimately keep in light of, first, no annual fees. Second, what are the rewards coming back to me? But apart from that, I think keeping the one that has some history is also a good thing with regard to your credit score. But at the end of the day, it's really just a personal preference.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well, that answers my question. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Joy, and you as well. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Hey, before we head back to the phones, it's Monday, which means Bob Dahl's here. He weighs in each Monday morning with his market commentary and analysis. Bob, lots of, I mentioned before you came on, the word cross currents. It seems like there's just so many competing cross currents happening right now. But one thing we know is there's a lot of green on the board today as we get started, huh?
Sure is a lot of green. Not sure exactly what the cause of that is, but I guess I'll use more buyers and sellers. But you're absolutely right. There are a lot of cross currents. The bulls are talking about the Fed talking a little more dovishly, the fact that earnings are respectable, that the labor market is reasonably robust, and that we're going to have a soft landing. And the bears say, wait a minute, the lagged effects of the Fed's 0 to 5.25 in 18 months have yet to be felt. We've had this big bond yield back up very quickly, possible more inflation to come, and, of course, the geopolitical tensions. And that's the tug of war that's going on.
Yeah, no question. Let's dive into those geopolitical tensions. Of course, it's just heinous and devastating to watch what's happening in that situation there in the Middle East. But I guess the markets are signaling from an economic standpoint, just because of the lack of economic productivity in that part of the world, assuming this doesn't go beyond the current scope, that it's going to have a really minimal economic impact. Is that what you're thinking?
Exactly. That's the logical conclusion. And of course, further impact would mean the price of oil changes. So if it's contained, despite the carnage, as you point out, economically, it won't matter a lot. But if oil prices get involved, all bets are off.
Yeah, no question about it. Bob, just a lot of fascinating points you're making in this week's Dahl's Deliberations. One of those is the U.S. government deficit for fiscal year 23. Give us an update there.
You know, the government's year, as everybody remembers, is September 30, and for the year that just ended, the deficit was just under $1 trillion, $996 billion. Sorry, that's the year before, the one that just ended, $2 trillion. So it has doubled in 1 year in an environment where the economy has been okay. Normally deficits go up when the government has to step in and help people. So this is very troublesome.
Yeah. How do we get our heads around that, Bob? And what are the implications of that, just given the trajectory of where we're headed and just the debt service that's going through the roof with these high interest rates?
That's the point, the debt service. We've had debt going up in this country for a long time, not doubling every year, but up a fair amount. But interest rates until the last couple years, as we've talked about, have been falling, and so the interest expense hasn't been impacted. Now you got debt up a lot and interest rates, so the debt service is a real problem. It begins to crowd out other parts of the budget. It won't be long before interest expense eclipses defense spending as an element on the income statement of the federal government. That's just not good news. So we're gonna have to, the free lunch we've been eating for years, we're going to have to start paying for, Rob, and that's going to come in the form of slower growth, higher interest rates, higher inflation, sadly, maybe more taxes. Maybe someday somebody will cut some expenses in D.C. Wouldn't that be novel?
Wouldn't that be novel? Hopefully this becomes a more of a front and center issue as we head into this election. We'll see. Bob, what about earnings, and what are you expecting as we head here into Q4?
You know, so the early read, we're 5% or so in, is earnings are going to be okay relative to expectations. That's the same as the first two quarters of this year. Earnings came in reasonably good versus expectations, but expectations were earnings would be down, and they were. So, you know, we can't say earnings are good just because they beat expectations, but they're down versus last year. We have a good shot in this third quarter reports to get a modestly positive versus a year ago. Wouldn't that be a nice change?
Yeah, no question about that. And then finally, Bob, you had some comments about manufacturing, both here in the U.S. and China. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, things are getting a little better or a little less bad, to continue that theme, in manufacturing. And that's important. Remember, early on, we had the service sector crushed coming out of COVID, and people went out and bought things. Then we flipped that around where manufacturing got weak and people were getting on airplanes and going out to eat and that sort of thing. Now we're starting to see that the manufacturing side's a little less bad than expected. Wouldn't it be nice if services stayed okay, goods manufacturing improved, and our economy was okay?
Yeah, we'll certainly watch and see. Bob, always appreciate you stopping by. Listen, make it a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
The same. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Bob Dahl. He's Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. You can learn more or sign up for his weekly investment commentary called Dahl's Deliberations at crossmarkglobal.com. All right, we're going to round out the broadcast today, try to get to at least one more question here. Let's head to Virginia. Hi, Emily, go ahead.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for your call.
Good. Thank you so much. I'm going to make it really quick. We have a small business that has never been profitable enough to be able to have an income. Yeah. But this year, God has so blessed us, and we need to probably take an income so we don't take a hit in lots of taxes as well. I'm not really sure where to start to do that because we've never paid ourselves, and this is the first year we've ever had employees of our own as well.
Yeah, okay.
Don't know if to go to a tax accountant or a payroll accountant or...
Yeah, I'd start with a CPA for sure, especially as while you're getting all this set up and things are changing for the good, and we're delighted to hear that. Is this an S-Corp where everything's flowing through to you personally?
It is not. It's an LLC.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't have a C corp though. So this
No, we do not.
Okay. Yeah. So everything's going to flow through to you personally, and so you'll want to get with the CPA because you'll want to take a portion of this as a salary. And then you'll probably want to take some of it as a distribution so you don't have to pay the FICA taxes on it. But the key is to get your books in order and have some logic as to how you pay yourself so you can minimize taxes. So I think this is the time, Emily, to reach out to a CPA and get all that set up. If you need a recommendation, just head to our website, faithfi.com, click Find a CKA. Thanks for your call today. All the best to you, and congrats on that business doing well. That's going to do it for us today, folks. Thank you to Jim, Devin, and Robert. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you for being here as well. Come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.